You're with SBS Radio.
In this news update, we see how Indigenous communities in New South Wales are calling to be locked down to prevent the spread of COVID-19. We also talk about a quarantine exemption in the Northern Territory that's raising concern that the NT government may be breaching its own quarantine rules and putting Aboriginal people in Indigenous communities at risk. And internationally, the United States becomes the new epicenter of COVID-19 with more cases and casualties than any other country. The representatives of the Aboriginal community in Wilcannia in Western New South Wales want the local area closed to visitors to prevent the spread of COVID-19 into their community. But first, they need to convince the government of Australia's most populated state. The Community Working Party, CWP, the peak group representing the local area's Aboriginal voice, wrote to the New South Wales Aboriginal Land Council late last month, requesting the town be locked down. The Wilcannia Local Aboriginal Land Council supported the CWP request, which follows several letters from local health workers and other community groups to the New South Wales Premier's office, also asking to close down the area to visitors. Aboriginal people make up a high proportion of Wilcannia's population of around 800, with many elders identified as being particularly vulnerable to the coronavirus due to chronic disease such as heart disease, kidney disease, diabetes, and respiratory illness. Community members in the neighbouring Western New South Wales towns of Menindee, which is 155 kilometres from Wilcannia, and Brewarrina, located around 100 kilometres northeast of Bourke, have also inquired into imposing bans on non-essential travel in the region. Last month, the Western Australia, Northern Territory and Queensland governments closed down regions inside their borders that contained remote Aboriginal communities considered most at risk to COVID-19 under Section 477 of the Commonwealth Biosecurity Act. However, regional Indigenous communities in New South Wales, Victoria and Tasmania do not fall under the Act. Under the Act, essential workers wishing to enter the designated biosecurity zones must quarantine for 14 days after first gaining permissions from the appropriate authorities. And this is where the next story is confusing some, infuriating others, and most definitely raising concerns. It's about a concerning exemption that's potentially hazardous to the community. This story was broken a couple of days ago by the NT Independent. Well, the story is about how the AFP was permitted to dodge the 14-day quarantine restriction under exemptions approved by the NT's Chief Health Officer, Hugh Heggie. The NT Independent reported that members of the Australian Federal Police's contingent to the territory to protect remote communities arrived on the same commercial flights as people forced into government-imposed quarantine almost a fortnight ago. But while dozens of civilians were taken to government-sanctioned hotels under mandatory quarantining orders at a cost of $2,500 each, the AFP personnel were instead taken from the plane, but put into one-day training sessions and sent directly to remote communities. A senior AFP member told the NT Independent that desperate times call for desperate measures and that quarantining was not considered for the latest contingent. It is expected that future contingents will have to quarantine. The NT has recorded one case of two unrelated people infected with coronavirus returning to Darwin on one interstate commercial flight. It is unknown if any AFP personnel were on any of the 10 identified infected flights. According to the newspaper, the NT government declined to comment on the AFP personnel coming in on commercial interstate flights and being sent to the bush, but they also did not explain what measures were taken to reduce the risk of unintentionally bringing COVID-19 to remote communities. Joe Martin Judd, Chief Executive Officer of the Central Land Council, previously told media that the discovery of coronavirus in remote communities would devastate Indigenous territorians. An entire generation of elders could be wiped out if we allow the virus to enter their communities. He also added that a death toll, even among younger families, would be far higher than for the rest of the nation. Well, the 102-person AFP contingent was requested by NT Police Commissioner Jimmy Choka to help patrol borders and keep remote communities safe during the pandemic. Tasmania's Premier Peter Godwin says more deaths are expected in the coming days as a result of the coronavirus outbreak. The state government says it took the extreme measure of shutting two hospitals in Burnie and transferring patients out to clean the sites. Health staff will be forced to quarantine in the state's northwest for 14 days after several health workers from that region contracted COVID-19. And federally, the federal government has told Australians that there's no guarantee they'll be able to travel internationally by December because of the coronavirus pandemic. The federal tourism minister, Simon Birmingham, told ABC before international travel begins again, domestic trips may be possible sooner and is urging Australians to plan local vacations. He says many tourist areas are struggling because of a lack of business, but the public must continue to follow public health advice to stop the spread of COVID-19. Meanwhile, the Federal Sports Minister, Richard Colbeck, has warned the NRL its plans to restart its season, which was disrupted because of the coronavirus, are ambitious. There are attempts to have rugby league recommence in late May, but Queensland Premier says the date wasn't discussed with the state government. New South Wales Deputy Premier wants the contest to continue, and Minister Colbeck agrees sport should return as soon as possible, but he's questioned whether the code can start next month. And overseas, the US has cemented itself as the epicenter of COVID-19 with 555,000 diagnosed cases and more than 22,000 deaths, many of them in New York. New York has confirmed over 174,000 deaths, 174,000 COVID-19 cases, and seen 9,385 deaths. And the UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been released from a London hospital after contracting coronavirus. The 55-year-old spent time in intensive care and thanked the nurses who monitored his condition for 48 hours to ensure he had enough oxygen. He recorded a video message to pay tribute to the National Health Service and admitted the system is under pressure and it saved his life. Now, having a look at the weather around the country, Broome, a sunny day, 28, Perth, partly cloudy, 26, Adelaide, sunny, 24, Melbourne, partly cloudy, 18, Albury-Wodonga, sunny, 15, Hobart, cloudy, 17, Canberra, partly cloudy, 19, Wollongong, mostly sunny, 21, Sydney, similar conditions, 22, Newcastle, much the same, 24, Brisbane, a sunny day, 27, Townsville, sunny, 31, Cairns, mostly sunny, 31, Alice Springs, sunny, 28, Darwin, possible shower 34, and the Torres Strait Islands, a sunny day in the top of 30. And that is NITV Radio's news update.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.